الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لن يلج النار أحد صلى قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل غروبها. Hazrat Abu Zuhair Umara ibn Ruwayba, he mentions that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, that person will never enter Jahannam. Who? That person that performs salah before sunrise, meaning the Fajr salah, and he performs salah before sunset, meaning the Asr salah, he will never enter the fire of Jahannam. So this is also a great hope, because a mu'min is between hope and fear. Hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant me Jannah, and that hadith gives that person hope. Hadith we did that Allah Pak will enter him Jannah. Another fear person has got, Allah Pak must save me from the fire of Jahannam. So this also gives us hope. The person is particular about these two salahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from the fire of Jahannam. Anjun, one more hadith, Anjun ibn Sufyan radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man salla subha wa huwa fi zimmatillah. Hazrat Jundub ibn Sufyan radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person that performs Fajr Salah, he is in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But strong words. فَهُوَ فِي ذِمَّةِ اللَّهِ. Normally a person will hire a company. If he wants bodyguards, he'll have bodyguards. If a person wants extra security, he'll hire extra security. A person will want some security to cover his office premises. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should really believe it. Now we are in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects a person in mysterious ways. That guard that is guarding the complex, he's not protecting the person whilst he's driving, he's not protecting the person whilst he's in the aircraft, he's not protecting the person whilst he's on the ship. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when his protection comes, it's an all-encompassing protection. It protects a person's health, protects a person's wealth, protects a person from fear, it saves a person from envy, saves a person from jealousy. So therefore, the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of a different level. So that person had performed his Fajr Salah, فَهُوَ فِي ذِمَّةِ اللَّهِ فَانْظُرُ يَبْنَ آدَمْ لَا يَطْلُبَنَّكَ اللَّهُ فِي ذِمَّتِهِ بِشَيْءٍ رواه مسلم. Next part of the hadith explains, O son of Adam, let not Allah seek from you anything regarding his protection. What it means is that person now that has read his Fajr Salah, don't interfere with that person. Let not Allah Pak seek from you anything from his protection. That not like how a person has got some kind of security. You try and interfere with that person, the security will come immediately and he'll intervene, he'll come in between. Or the police will come in between. Here, this person has got the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't interfere with him, because you don't want anything from the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come against you. So therefore, be careful of that person now that has already got the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of bringing this ihtimam in salah. Yesterday we mentioned three things the person should always be considerate about. One is the prerequisites of salah, that the wuzu is done correctly, person is there for his jamaat, he does, and the next thing that he does correctly is he does his postures correctly, and the third thing that he's careful of, his mind is also there in the salah, not that he's just rushing from a soccer match, or cricket match, and now his mind is still there, who's winning, who's losing, and he's performing salah, his mind is in the salah, his body actions are there in salah, and the person has taken cognizance of the requisites of salah, the wuzu is done correctly, he comes early for salah, he tries for the first half. So when a person gets all these things, then that salah has the true effect on a person. Like that medication, when it's taken properly, taken time to time, taken in the right dosage, then it will have the effect. So similar is salah, that it has the ability to keep the person away from different types of gunas, fahsha and munkar. And we explain what is the difference between fahsha and munkar. Those sins that everyone understands it to be a guna, like killing, murder, drinking, etc., will fall under fahsha. Munkar are those gunas where the ulama have told us that these are big sins. So salah prevents a person from all types of sins, so long as it is done in this correct manner. If it's not done in the correct manner, how can a person ever expect to get the true effect of salah? Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.